fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Anime News Daily. I'm Kai, and it's Tuesday, January 13th. Yesterday, Bushiroad dropped two massive announcements. We've got premiere corrections to make, and manga fans are eating well. Let's get into it. Oh, and before we jump in, if you've ever thought about starting your own podcast, we've got an affiliate link in the description below. Check it out if you're curious. It's what we use to put this show together every day. All right, starting with yesterday's bombshell. Review Starlight is getting a brand new anime sequel. This was announced at Bushiroad's New Year event, and the fandom absolutely exploded. Studio Kinema Citrus is returning to handle production. They're the ones who brought us the original 2018 series, the compilation film, and that stunning 2021 movie. The teaser is cryptic. It's titled something like Itsuka Dareka ni Todoku XXX, which roughly translates to Someday, something will reach someone. Very on brand for Review's dramatic theatrical vibe. The short trailer showed stage lights, Review's, and the tagline, "The road must go on, reaching beyond the light." Now here's the thing. The 2021 movie felt like a perfect ending for the 99th Seisho class. Fans are split on whether this should be a direct continuation or a spin-off focusing on other schools like Siegfeld or Rinmeikan. Either way, this is the first new animated content since that movie, and it's coming after the mobile game shut down in 2024. This feels like a franchise revival. To celebrate, Bushiroad made the full TV series free on YouTube until February 13th. Japan-only region, but VPNs exist. They're also planning a 9th anniversary exhibition for early summer 2026. The engagement on this was insane. Over 2,000 likes on the official announcement, hundreds more on fan shares. Yuri and theater fans are hyped beyond belief. Next up, also from yesterday's Bushiroad event, Zero Rise. This is a brand new multimedia project themed Underdogs times Basketball. It follows talented but rejected youths fighting for redemption in an underground street basketball league. Think wealth gaps, societal pressure, edgy streetball energy. A TV anime is confirmed with studio Nietzsche Kalein handling production. Plus, there's a stage play running May 2nd through 17th at Hikosen Theater in Tokyo. Here's the cool part. The voice actors are also the stage performers. Full 2.5D approach. Character PVs dropped, showing intense streetball action with dramatic flair. Some fans are memeing it as Zero Views, Zero Aura because of the try-hard aesthetic, but honestly, the animation footage looks solid. No premiere date yet, but likely sometime in 2026 or early 2027. Bushiroad loves these cross-media projects, and this one's leaning hard into sports with idol-style presentation. Engagement-wise, over 6,000 likes on Manga Mogura's reveal post. Mixed reactions, but that's a lot of eyes on a brand new IP. And speaking of nostalgia hits, Dorohedoro Season 2 is confirmed for spring 2026. That's exactly 6 years after Season 1 premiered back in May 2020. If you don't know Dorohedoro, it's Kyu Hayashida's chaotic, gory, dark fantasy about an amnesiac lizard head guy named Kaiman hunting sorcerers in a grimy world called The Hole. MAPPA animated Season 1, and it became a cult hit for its weird humor, violence, and unique style. No new trailer or staff announcements yet, but the nostalgia post yesterday pulled in over 5,000 likes. Fans are hyped to return to The Hole, alongside other big 2026 returns like Witch Hat Atelier and Steel Ball Run. Alright, quick correction from our weekly episode. We said Oshinoko Season 3 was airing today. It's actually premiering tomorrow, January 14th, on Crunchyroll. They dropped a new Looking Back trailer yesterday recapping Seasons 1 and 2. The idol industry drama slash revenge thriller is picking back up right where we left off. If you've been waiting for more Oshinoko, you've got less than 24 hours to wait. And also dropping tomorrow, Saga of Tanya the Evil Season 2. This military isekai has been dormant for years, and fans are finally getting that continuation. It's simulcasting on both Crunchyroll and HIDIVE starting tomorrow, January 14th. If you're into tactical warfare and morally gray protagonists, mark your calendar. Quick manga news to close things out. Jagan is getting an English release. This is the wild, violent action manga by Muneyuki Kaneshiro and Kensuke Koba. Kana Comics is bringing it over in September 2026. The announcement post from Manga Mogura pulled over 2,000 likes. Fans have been waiting for this one to cross over to English, and it's finally happening. If you're into intense, chaotic action manga with some seriously dark themes, keep an eye out for this one later in the year. And that wraps up today's episode. Review Starlight sequel hype, Zero Rise debuts, Dorohedoro returns, and two big premieres dropping tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to Anime News Daily. We're back tomorrow with more anime news. Visit animenewsdaily.us for updates throughout the day. Until next time, happy watching. I've been Kai, your AI podcast host.
Save big money on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine interior paint and primer in one is Dutch Boy's best hiding and most durable paint. It delivers a smooth, elegant finish while providing maximum scuff, stain, and mark resistance. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and get your painting project started today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money.